This is an inspirational thought for Monday, November 15th. The number is 2271.
4, 3, 2, 1.
James recognized the great destructive power of an uncontrolled tongue, and this bit of verse by an unknown writer says it well. The boneless tongue, so small and weak, can crush and kill, declared the Greek. The Persian proverb wisely saith, a lengthy tongue, an early death. Sometimes it takes this form instead. Don't let your tongue cut off your head. While Arab sages this impart, the tongue's greatest storehouse is the heart. And from Hebrew wit the maxim sprung, though feet should slip, don't let the tongue. And a verse from Scripture crowns the whole. Who keeps the tongue doth keep his soul. O Lord, help us to hold our tongue and don't let it slip. Discover the Word, read James chapter 3. That's James chapter 3. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Tuesday, November 16th. The number is 2272.
4, 3, 2, 1.
In his book, Live With Your Emotions, Hazen Warner quotes part of a letter from a woman who had run out of hope. She wrote, "A vile and ugly sin had dogged my way for years. My soul had been eclipsed in darkness. And then one evening, in the midst of my despair, I felt the impulse to say thank you, God, anyway. For a moment it was light. I began to thank him more, and the light continued and grew." What that woman had discovered by accident, the psalmist David had learned from experience. During times of trial, he saw God as an inexhaustible source of hope. Are you discouraged? Well, tell yourself as David did, hope in God. Praise him for who he is. This could shine a ray of hope into your darkness that will lead you into the light. Discover the Word. Read Psalm 42. That's Psalm 42. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class in this station. This is an inspirational thought for Wednesday, November 17th. The number is 2273.
4, 3, 2, 1.
A missionary to Africa was on his way to a village when he came to a flooded river. All bridges had been washed out, so he dropped to his knees and asked God to provide a way across. And just then, a huge tree, its roots undermined by the rushing water, fell across the stream. Well, the missionary thanked God for answering his prayer. Now, what if he told this story to a group of non-believers? Well, they'd probably say that the tree had fallen by natural causes and that the timing was just a coincidence. But God often answers our petitions in such a way that only those who have spiritual insight can see his hand. Yes, God does answer our prayers, so keep on praying. Discover the Word. Read Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. That's Nehemiah chapter 2, verses 1 through 8. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Thursday, November 18th. The number is 2274.
4, 3, 2, 1.
The Pennsylvania Dutch have some interesting expressions. For example, if you're at a dinner party and your hostess informs you about the food by saying, "There's more when this gets all," what she really means is, "When what you have is all gone, there's more where that came from." And that's a good thing to know. But how much more wonderful this is in the spiritual realm. You see, no matter how great our need or how heavily we might have already drawn upon heaven's resources, there's more when this gets all. God's love has no limit. God's grace has no measure. His power has no boundary. and His provisions are inexhaustible. Our needs will never exceed God's supply. Discover the Word. Read Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 19. That's Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 19. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class in this station. This is an inspirational thought for Friday, November 19th. The number is 2275.
4, 3, 2, 1.
After God had freed Israel from their Egyptian captors, Moses reminded them that God had sworn to give them the land of the Canaanites. Well, that promise should have given them hope, even in the most stressful times as they journeyed through the desert. Yet again and again, their faith failed, and they cried out, "It would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness." But despite their lack of faith, God saved them. We too have promises from God, and yet we sometimes face our trials as if God had abandoned us. During our times of difficulty, we need to rely on God and tackle life's problems by trusting God's promises. Discover the Word. Read Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 through 31. That's Exodus chapter 14, verses 10 through 31. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Monday, November 22nd. The number is 2276.
4, 3, 2, 1.
The alarm goes off. It's morning. You lie in bed thinking. You ask yourself the same question you ask every morning. What shall I wear today? What we wear is important, and we all want to dress appropriately and look our best. Besides, when we feel that we look good, we go through the day with more energy and confidence. The Lord Jesus cares about what we wear, but He's more concerned about what we put on spiritually. Colossians chapter 3 lists some of the virtues with which we should clothe ourselves every morning: compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. How have the days been for you? Pleasant or troublesome? Maybe you need to put on some new clothes. Discover the Word. Read Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. That's Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class in this station. This is an inspirational thought for Tuesday, November 23rd. The number is 2277.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Social service jobs have often drawn concerned young people into careers of helping others. But in time, many of them become what are called burned-out Good Samaritans. After listening to so many people's problems, they either get to the place where they can't take it anymore and they must either quit, stop caring, or readjust. As Christians, we too can burn out because helping others is part of our calling. But we can make changes that will ease our burden. We must recognize our human limitations and learn to act wisely. Some believers assume spirituality means wearing out for the Lord. Well, according to the Bible, it's wiser to adjust our service. You see, a willing heart must be controlled by a wise head. Discover the Word. Read Exodus chapter 18, verses 13 through 27. That's Exodus chapter 18, verses 13 through 27. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Wednesday, November 24th. The number is 2278.
4, 3, 2, 1.
In years past, some Christian families followed the practice of reading through the Bible after evening meals, a chapter or two at a time. They read from Genesis to Revelation, skipping nothing. Well, we might question the relevance of such a method for small children, but it did acquaint the entire family with all of God's Word. why not decide to embark on your own program of reading through the Bible? There are two persuasive reasons for undertaking such a program. One is Paul's declaration that all Scripture is God-breathed and is profitable. The other is the testimony of believers whose lives have been changed by following such a procedure. Read God's Word straight through. Those who only sample the Bible never acquire a taste for it. Discover the Word. Read Psalm 119, verses 97 through 112. That's Psalm 119, verses 97 through 112. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Thursday, November 25th, Thanksgiving Day. Program number 2279.
4, 3, 2, 1.
A family was driving out east to spend Thanksgiving Day with relatives, and on the way, their car began to give them problems. Unfortunately, they were able to find a mechanic, but he didn't have the parts right away to make the repairs, so they were delayed until he located them. And after arriving late at night at their relative's home, they awoke the next morning to discover that most of them had the flu. When it came time to return home, they still weren't feeling well, and about halfway home, the baby also became ill. Worn out and discouraged, they continued on in silence until one of the little tykes piped up, "Whatever happened to Thanksgiving?" Well, that's how we sometimes react to adversities. As disappointments come, thankfulness disappears. Yet the Bible tells us that we're to give thanks in everything. Every day should be Thanksgiving Day. Discover the Word. Read Psalm 30. That's Psalm 30. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class and this station. This is an inspirational thought for Friday, November 26th. The number is 2280.
4, 3, 2, 1.
Aum Sung was an elderly Cambodian woman who was widowed and separated from her children by a long and bitter war. Suffering from pain in her eye, she walked into a missionary hospital in a Thai refugee camp and asked to see Dr. Jesus. Although she was a Buddhist nun, Aum Sung was troubled about what would happen to her when she died. After the doctors diagnosed her eye condition, they told her about Dr. Jesus, and she put her trust in him. Aum Sung became a shining witness in the refugee camp. But when it came time for her to return to Cambodia, she was apprehensive until she realized that Dr. Jesus would be going back with her. Jesus is always at our side as Savior, Protector, and Helper. What a wonderful reality. Discover the Word. Read Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. That's Hebrews chapter 13, verses 1 through 9. Discover the Word is a presentation of Radio Bible Class in this station.